Alhamdulillah. Well, so if you won't do it, dear believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hey, look on my desk and bring me my lotion, please.
Okay.
SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, Ahmaduhu, Wasta'inuhu, Wasta'dihi, Wasta'filarhu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu, Ashadu anna Muhammad abduhu, Rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala kirilla muslim Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sabiyin ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance, I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the Prince, peace be upon Him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, brother. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. I seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down his book. Sent us his book most clear and later really revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first as I advise you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What man yabta'i ghayra islami dinan فلن Bala minhu wa huwa fil kirati min al kasirun. Subhanallah. Min al kasirun. The translation is as follows. Expression is, I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. For if one goes in search of a religion other than self-surrender unto God, it will never be accepted from him. And in the life to come, he shall be among the lost. This is Surah 3, Ali Imran, the family of Imran. Surah 3, Ayat 85. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's clip, our title, Inshallah. Al-Islam means submission to God. Al-Islam means submission to God. Reporting hadith, narrated by Amr ibn Abbasah, radiallahu anhu. He reported that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the Islam? And the Prophet, the peace and blessings be upon him, replied, that you surrender your heart to Allah and that Muslims are safe from your tongue and hand. The man said, which act of the Islam is best? The Prophet said, faith. And the man said, what is faith? And the Prophet said, that you believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the resurrection after death. We say Alhamdulillah in the morning. In the opening, we glorify Allah. And then when I begin the presentations, I always glorify Allah because we do need to thank Allah. We thank Allah. We should always be aware that our number one goal is to be grateful for this and all opportunities we have been given to fulfill our destinies. Sometimes you never know what someone is dealing with or going through, but in this life, it is just how it has to be. We have to gain a good understanding about this life. And when something either goes wrong or goes right, we have to be able to understand that it is in an accordance with what God wants. That is one of the hardest thing, if not the hardest thing for us as humans, the insan, to understand and to realize that what happens is what God wants to happen. And it's on us to accept it. And for us as Muslims here and joining, you know, through the different means we have available, me and the brother were discussing some of these means we have available for people to join in for this Jummah. We have something inside of us that wants to live this way of life. It's inside of us, naturally. And our way of life that has been chosen by Allah. And we know that Allah says to us that, O you who have believed, enter into Al-Islam completely. And do not follow the footsteps of the Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. The completely part. Completely part. Allah is saying to those who have come into Al-Islam to come completely. Come completely. And in today's khutbah, we're looking at how does that happen? How does that happen? How can we really be completely into our way of life? And so I chose to look at where Allah says we should begin, where it should begin for us. Allah states to us that if one goes in search of a religion, a way of life, other than self-surrender unto God. For if one goes in search of, if one seeks, bad guy seeks. And when I open part of the structure that I use to open the khutbah that when I do my khutbahs, because of course this is a formal situation. The Jummah khutbah is considered to be the first two rak'ahs of the Dhuhr Salat. So this is a formal situation. I open with stating that Allah has given us our way of life. Not only did we receive our way of life, it has been perfected for us. Not that we're perfect. We have an example of perfection. And we have been given the steps in how to work on ourselves toward that perfection. But we're going to have to deal with something that's really huge in this equation. and that's ourselves. Meaning we will have to realize things about our own souls that need to be addressed. Because in this context for this ayat, we know that every person that does not adhere to this, that what we believe, they don't adhere to this, that's fine. Everybody's not going to believe what we believe. But we are dealing with what we're dealing with here is what we believe. And there are those who seek other than what Allah has for us. This baga, it means to seek or desire. And some of us here in this ummah, in our ummah, globally, or even in other faiths. And let me be clear that if you live in another faith, if you adhere to another faith, that faith has boundaries. That faith has requirement. All of this goes to the point we're dealing with that we have to look at the big word, submission. Allah tells us that if we seek other than this, as we're looking at it today, of something other than al-Islam, Allah uses the word dinan. We know this to be what they say is our deen, right? We know, you know, people say, yeah, I'm trying to get on my deen. I need to get back on my deen. The deen is a way of life. Our deen is what has been perfected for us by God. For us to live the lives that will make us fulfill the potential of our creation. And we also know that we've been taught that that deen has the meaning of debt. We owe God for perfecting a way of life for us. What Allah is saying to us that if we seek something other than this way of life in al-Islam, which is submission, it means submission to or our self-surrender to God, then we are not completely in this. Or even the situation where we are seeking other than giving ourselves, all of ourselves, without we holding something back. You know, you can say, oh, I'm doing all I can. But you even know inside of ourselves, sometimes we know I'm holding something back. I haven't given everything. I haven't just let go. This word that comes after bad guy, gailera, it means other. But it also means changes. When Allah says that this way of life has been perfected, this tells us that though we are not perfect, this way of life is, but some seek to change that. And we know that the shaitan nature seeks to prevent us from that perfected way of life, which only comes with complete submission to Allah. What happens is they seek other things to submit to. This way of life, the Islam. Because in the ayat in the Quran, it states al-Islam. Not just Islam. It's very important. And when I grew up, you know, they used to tell me, you know, put a handle on it. It's Aunt so-and-so. It's Mr. so-and-so. So the fact that we have to just battle how we call this way of life properly shows us that it's bigger than we think. It is al-Islam. Inside of all of us, we have to learn to see if we're seeking other than al-Islam as our way of life. Meaning that, are we looking to change what Allah has perfected for us? When you don't give yourself completely, then you are trying to change something. Because when Allah has given something that is perfect, how you react to it or do not react to it is good enough or not good enough for you. How you react to what he has given us is good for you. But if you don't react the right way, it's not good for you. When I opened with the reported tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the man asked the prophet, what is the Islam? And the prophet replied that you surrender your heart to Allah and that Muslims are safe from your tongue and hand. And for the record, this expression, it, when you read it as translated, it left out the, it only had Islam. But the Arabic shows the al. Surrender. Surrender. Big word. The surrender is the big word today. We live in a world of war. And when you surrender in this world, it has a connotation of giving up, quitting or losing. This is how they condition people. And as I close this first part, and now I'm only using this in terms of some. I'm only using this in a term that some would not want to give total surrender of themselves to the unknown. You know, why am I going to surrender to stuff I don't even know what I'm surrendering to? With this way of life, as we grow in it, as we learn in it, as we thrive in it, it's a learning experience for us. It has a lot of unknowns because inside of us there are some unknowns. This is the beauty of all of it. You know, the more you grow, the more you see. Even if you went outside and you planted you a flower, or planted you some seeds, or planted some grass or whatever, and after time you see that they're growing and they're getting stronger and it's coming in full, you're surprised because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you didn't planted something in some dirt that ain't going to never grow. That's the beauty of what happens to us, the unknowns. We don't know. Only Allah knows. Allah will bless us in a way we could have never imagined, because the whole world will open up to us when we have completely surrendered ourselves to it. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Islam means submission to Allah. Now, the word Islam, when we're looking at the word, as used in the ayat, it's in the form of four, causative. Something has acted as a catalyst. Something has caused it. What does this word mean? Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu, he said Islam means peace. The Islam means peace. But it is a verb form, and it is the noun form of the verb Islam. So it's translated that it means willing surrender, willingly. And it's also translated submission. But we have to understand that the root meaning is peace. Whatever we're describing is peace. Now, we call ourselves Muslims. It comes from the same root. We greet each other. Assalamu alaikum. Assalam. It comes from the same root. It means peace. But it means so much more, because it is the peace that we're trying to get to. And even more importantly, it is the peace that we've already got to. You cannot be where you are without some peace in it. It took a peace to get the Shahada out of in public. You had to have some type of peace to be able to do that. We had to be at peace with it, because we knew that we'd be questioned. We might be ridiculed. We might have been looked at. But we had to have some inner peace to believe in this. This is why, for those, it is why it's the way Allah puts it, is for those who have believed. When we get to that peace, then we will have the Islam. It takes a surrendering. As Imam said, willingly. The two ayahs before, Allah states, so this is ayah 83, Allah states this. So is it other than the religion of Allah they desire, while to him have submitted those within the heavens and the earth willingly or by compulsion, and to him will they be returned. Now, this ayat is what I was originally going to work with up until Wednesday morning. this was the eye that I was working with. I had did all my preparation for. And then the guidance is like something guided me to 83. But it still comes into the context. My mindset was still on the same thing. Allah is telling us that it doesn't matter whatever that is in the heavens or the earth, whatever is in the material, the spiritual, or the material worlds. The way of its life is that it's going to submit willingly or unwillingly. The same words are being used in this that are used in this ayah are used in Surah 83. And what the Imam describes for us is that for us as Muslims, because of what is in the root of this word, we want to be the willful submissions. We want willful submission that has brought some peace and will bring even more peace. This is why I brought up surrendering being portrayed as bad things in some people's eyes. So for some who will surrender or submit unwillingly, this will not be peaceful. Now I'm speaking to the mindsets. We can look at instances in the Quran that whole communities did not want to surrender. And they were dealt with by that obedience that they had. And in the end, how many of them submitted? Think of Faraun. It's no coincidence that Allah tells us that when he was caught in the water, he said, okay, now I believe. And Allah says, oh, now you believe. Now you want to submit. But regardless, they did not get the peace. Our lives are to be seeking, searching, yearning for this peace. We are to want to be in a state of a sound condition. This is what Salima, this is what the root means, a sound condition. It's a place of security. We will find that peace and security in our submission to Allah. In our way of life is the peace and the security we need. Now, I know, how can you say that when we know that? And when I say we know who we talking about. We have targets. We have targets. We have big targets on our back by those who are against us, against this type of way of life. They want to ban us. They want to see the flame of Islam blown out. But this is my point. Nobody can protect you like Allah can protect you. Nobody can give you what Allah can give you, even if it's hard. Even what you're going through is hard. Even if what you're going through is extremely difficult. If you have given of yourself wholeheartedly, then it is where the peace will be. We have to want it to be at that peace in our submission. But it only comes with being able to give ourselves in the real submission to only Allah. Only Allah. We can only give this to Allah. You know, there's a fable back in the day there was a man when men were allowed to have more than one wife. So a middle-aged man decided he was going to marry two women. Now this middle-aged man, he wasn't young or old. He had just started to have some gray hair, just like me. This is the beginning of gray hair. And he fell in love with two women at the same time, and he married both of them. So the one of them that he married was young, and she was blooming, and she wished her husband to appear more youthful like herself. And the other one was a little more advanced in age and anxious for her husband to have that all of it to be great. So they matched. So the young one, every time the young one got an opportunity, she would pull out the gray hairs. And the older one, every time they got an opportunity, they pull out the black hairs. And between one and the other, when it was all said and done, he had no hair left. And the moral of the story is, he that submits his principles to the influences and winds of opposite parties will end up having no principles at all. We cannot give a piece of us to this and a piece of us to that. Listen to what I just said again. We cannot give a piece, P-I-E-C-E, of ourselves to this and a piece, P-I-E-C-E, to that. and expect to have the peace, P-E-A-C-E. Do you see how they play with the language? They play with the language. They want you in peace so you can never be whole to get that real peace that only Allah has. The man submitted his principles to the influence of the whims of those who were out for themselves. And in the end, he had no hair left. Hair signifies for me principles. Principles being what our submission is. When we allow others to have a place in our lives that only God should have, then we will always look to have what is best. They will always look to have what's best for them. What's at the top of their list? How do they get their agenda up? But they want you to submit to them. And this goes to the last kutbah that I gave a couple weeks ago, where we were warned by Allah about who we follow. About who we follow. Our whole peace should be given to Allah for us to have the peace that only Allah can give. Peace, salam. It is to be without blemish. This peace, this salam, is obedience. It's the safe place. When things are crashing around you, and you know that it can only happen because it's the will and the plan of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are at peace with it. Now, this does not mean you just sit and you ignore it. The house is falling down around you and you just say, okay, I'm just going to sit here and just let it happen. No, but it makes you understand that you're at peace with it. That said, it's only happening because Allah is allowing it to happen. That's where the strength comes from in the faith. The faith that you have in Allah. When you get up here and you say, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. I bear witness there is no God but God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Then you have begun the peace process in your own soul. We have to look at our submission in the way that of that as the man who married two women. Because Allah says in the end of this ayat, it will never be accepted from him. And in the life to come, he shall be among the lost. When we're looking to live a way of life that does not have us submitting to Allah, then we have to realize that it's never going to be accepted by Allah. It is never going to be accepted by those who are trying to seek the change, the way of life that's prescribed for them by not submitting themselves. Our attending the Jummah is a form of submission. And understand this, and I'm not saying that those who could not attend are not submitting. What I'm pointing to is that for those who are here, they're giving up their first two rak'ahs of your salat. And this is by the recommendation and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you allow the khatib to get up and present two parts and that you accept it. Accepting what Allah has for us, wants for us, puts us through, and blesses us with all of these type of things that are forms of submission. All of these type of things are forms of submission. And when we do not do these things, Allah says in the ayat, it will not be accepted. The word is yukbala. It is the same root that we get qibla. Qibla comes from. A qibla. When you try to change what Allah has given us by not submitting, then you have changed your qibla. Allah is telling us this, and of course Allah is the best knower, Allahu Alam. And when we have done this to ourselves and we are not submitting to the way of life, then we have gone in a whole nother direction. Then our path will lead us into a direction that will make us the losers. We will have lost. You know, our qibla is our direction. It is what points us all in the same direction. It is also what shows us that we all have the same destiny. Not the same route to it, but the same destiny, the same goals. When we have submitted firstly to as one person, then we submit as one soul together. This is what we have to get to. This is what brings us to submit our whole selves together. It is learning this that we need to understand. How is it? No, that's not. How What's inside of us? There's something inside of us. We have to learn to understand that something inside of us that wants to submit naturally to Allah. And inside of us is something that has to know, like in the fable, not to marry the wrong things. Not to submit to the wrong things. We cannot marry different things because our submission is to be for the one, Allah. Our intellect works with our souls. And I believe that when we allow others to have that influence on us, like in the fable, we have to let ourselves go, so to speak. We have to let the will of others that we submit to, we have to let that go. When the women were trying to change the man to fit what they wanted, it was the man who lost his identity. Just like the disobedience that can get us out of our original nature. And it is the shaitan who wants us to have us going in so many directions that it becomes something really intellectually disobedient to Allah. It becomes intellectually disobedient to Allah to not submit to his will. In other words, we have lost our minds. Because if this life is a life of peace that we seek, Al-Islam is the peace, the security, the submission to God's will. We submit our will to God, Allah. Then we have to want our Qibla to be accepted. And as I close, still speaking on Al-Islam, Imam Muhammad, he said, we have to understand the root meaning is peace. Whatever we're describing is peace. So if it's submission, it is submission. My submission to God that the peace of my soul welcomes. If what pleases my soul, the peace in my soul is expressed. And when it is expressed by my life submits to God, that is Al-Islam. That is what Al-Islam is. It's more than willingness. It's an urge in our souls that's satisfied when we submit our life to God's charge. That's exactly what it means. When the soul has that peace that God created it to have upon the relationship with its God, its maker, its creator, its designer. Brothers and sisters, let us be real careful that we only submit to Allah. That we only submit to Allah. We only want peace that comes with that submission. And we do not let others get us out of our own natures and let us forget that the submission brings the peace. And that comes from the submission only to Allah. Because Al-Islam means submission to Allah. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا انك السميع العليم. O our sustainer, accept this thou from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen.